Ominous clouds above Dove Valley sparked lightning nearby right at the start of Friday afternoon's practice. And after some deliberation, head coach John Fox tried to bring the team back outside and onto the field, but then he changed his mind, and for good reason. Broncos boarded buses and crammed into the South Suburban Sports Dome, but the disruption didn't seem to interfere with putting in a good day of work.
You know, I commended our guys. You know, they're focused. They were in, or they were, you know, we brought them in, we brought them back out, and then we threw them on a bus and took them here. So they kept their focus. We had a good day's work, and, you know, we'll be back at it tomorrow when pads.
Just go out and do what we got to do and make sure the little things is right. Basically, like, make sure you line up in the right spots, reading the coverages, getting the hot routes right. And I feel like we did a good job today of that.
You know, I try to stay off this stuff as much as possible, but it's sometimes, you know, like today, we needed the work, and this was the safe place to get it done.
And even though camp is 2 days in, it could feel much more official for fans who plan to attend Saturday morning session. It'll be the first time they'll go in pads, and no surprise, linebacker Wesley Woodyard, he's fired up.
Real excited. That's all everybody's been talking about. And today we put our spider shells on, so we kind of got a tempo of how to be tomorrow. So we're all just ready to get out there and finally get a chance to hit each other in the face.
Yeah, I think especially up front. You know, it's a little bit tough for them because you have to manage how hard you're coming off. And I'm talking about without pads. So, you know, again, we haven't been in pads since last year. And so it's always exciting the first day, and especially with the offensive and defensive line.
That practice, as usual, is free to the public, and gates open at 7:50 Saturday morning. From the South Suburban Sports Dome, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.